Assuming that it can be reimbursed and obtained, what do you think the role is, if any, right now in a non-protocol setting for bevacizumab? What are the situations where you would see a relative contraindication because of concern about bowel perforation?
Well, I have to say, we actually have a phase one trial that we're doing right now of bevacizumab in combination with enzastaurin, and it's been particularly appealing for our ovarian cancer patients because they frequently can't get bevacizumab for them, and so this is a way we can get it, and obviously on a clinical trial. And we've tried to be very careful and make sure that we discuss very carefully with the patients this whole issue of if they're having GI symptoms, if they're having, you know, a little obstipation, if they're having some slowing of the GI tract. I mean, we've been very frank with them about that. That may be the patient who is at risk for a GI perforation. So we've tried to be very careful about that. Obviously, it's not a contraindication. They do have to have good GI function because there's an oral agent. But I guess the situation where one might make an argument, and we've been able to, on occasion, do that successfully with insurance companies, is somebody who's needing a paracentesis once a week. You know, if you try a couple cycles of Avastin, and even if it doesn't really shrink their tumor, from a palliative perspective, and frankly, even probably from a cost perspective, that ends up almost being a little bit easier for everybody concerned. So those would be the situations. I think, you know, the safety issues still remain. So I believe that, you know, until we get that sort of straightened out, I think one has to be very cautious about using this agent outside of a clinical trial setting in ovarian cancer.